I'd be up here till 4 o'clock this afternoon. But I just want to tell you about last week. I had some interesting symptoms, went to the emergency at Capital Medical and was admitted to the hospital after tests. Thank God the doctor did not give up. I had a pulmonary embolism, and they can be deadly. I was admitted, of course, and treated with Xarelto. So every time I see that ad, I'm like, ah! But last Sunday, I try not to get too emotional, but last Sunday I was laying in that bed and you guys were here and you were praying for me. And the doctor said, I'm sorry, but I think we've had a setback. And the setback meant that I would have to stay in the hospital and have heparin and be checked every 6 hours. And then they figured it out, and that wasn't the case at all. I was doing okay with the Xarelto. I also have a low platelet problem, which wasn't too good to healing, because I do have low platelets, and they're trying to lower my, you know, my thin my blood out anyway, and it's thin anyway. So, okay, I got excused Sunday. That's the teacher in me. I got excused Sunday evening and went home, and I am now on Xarelto, and heavy dose, and just pray. Please keep your prayers going that this works, and that blood clot will dissolve. I love the alliteration, the lower left lobe of my lung. And God is so good. But the most amazing miracle, and I can't say this without tears, is he took that blood clot through my heart. He took that blood clot right through my heart before it lodged in my lung. And he's so miraculous in so many ways, and most of all, he is risen. He is risen for you and me. And I praise him for all that he does, and that all that he's going to do in each and every one of our lives. Continue those prayers for me, please. I go to the doctor tomorrow morning at 7:30. I missed the doctor's appointment Friday. This medicine does something to your brain, I think. Maybe I had that problem to begin with, but I think my 2 minutes are up.
Thank you, Eileen. She's been a New Hope since 1988. We started in 1987.